Nelson Mandela, the South African anti-apartheid revolutionary, politician, president. July 18, 1918, in the hills of South Africa's Eastern Cape, a leader, Ronchila Mandela, was born. His teacher later renamed him.
When I went to school, the lady teacher, Miss Mdingane, asked, "What is your name?" I told her my African name, Rholihla. She says, "No, I don't want that one. You must have a Christian name." So I say, "No, I don't have one." She says, "From today, you're going to be Nelson."
From henceforth, he would be known the world over as Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela was 9 years old when his father died. He was later adopted by a chief and settled in the provincial capital of Thembuland. Years later, Mandela left home for Johannesburg, where he worked as a guard and a clerk while completing his bachelor's degree. Upon completion, he enrolled at the University of Witwatersrand in the same city to study law. During this time, apartheid was ripe in South Africa.
One of the cruelest things that apartheid used against the black people of South Africa was to deny them education. It converted education into an instrument of brutal repression.
Nelson Mandela speaking at the University of the West Indies during his visit to Jamaica in 1991. Apartheid had separated the blacks and the whites in South Africa, and Mandela wanted to change the status quo. This led him to join the African National Congress, the ANC, becoming actively involved in the anti-apartheid movement. For 20 years, Nelson Mandela directed peaceful, non-violent acts of defiance against the South African government and its racist policies. As part of the anti-apartheid movement, Mandela partnered with a colleague, Oliver Tambo, to establish the law firm Mandela & Tambo, providing free and low-cost legal counsel to unrepresented blacks. In 1956, Mandela went on trial for treason. The court case lasted 4.5 years and ended with an acquittal. In March 1960, police fired shot on a group of persons participating in a peaceful demonstration against apartheid. 69 people were killed. Following the incident, the government banned the African National Congress, the ANC. In response, the organization abandoned its policy of non-violence, and Nelson Mandela helped to establish the ANC's military wing, for which he was appointed commander-in-chief. In preparation to effectively carry out his duties, he traveled abroad to receive military training and to find support for the Congress. On his return, he was arrested and sentenced to 5 years in prison. In 1963, Mandela and other ANC leaders were tried for plotting to overthrow the government by violence. The following year, he was sentenced to life imprisonment.
I have cherished the idea of a democratic and free society. If needs be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die.
The Robben Island and Polesmore prisons became Mandela's home for the next 27 years. During these years, he became an international symbol of resistance to apartheid, and in 1990, at the age of 71, Mandela was released.
Free, free, free Nelson Mandela!
In 1991, he became the ANC's leader, and in 1993, his work to bring an end to apartheid earned him the Nobel Peace Prize. A year later, South Africa held its first multiracial election, and Mandela was elected its first black president.
Let there be justice for all. Let there be peace for all. The sun shall never set on so glorious a human achievement.
In 1997, Mandela stepped down as ANC leader, and in 1999, his presidency of South Africa came to an end. In 2004, Mandela announced his retirement from public life. He passed away Thursday, December 5, at age 95. His impact, however, lives on.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.